So the list goes on. Denise, tell me all the fruits you hate.
Oh, man. Are you okay? I was not expecting that. It came out of nowhere. But here we go. Oranges, I hate the smell
what
of them. Apples, I hate. Pears.
Whoa. Why do you hate apples? Why do you hate apples?
Oh, they just taste like too juicy, but like not the right kind of juicy. And then the skin, I don't like the skin. Ugh.
You get the wrong kind of apples then. So you hate all apples, like Granny Smith, red apples.
I like candy apple with caramel and peanuts.
Those are good.
And they have to be green apples. So if it's got sugar on it, I'm there.
Those are good. Those are really good. Okay, continue. Apples.
Okay. Oranges, I hate because of the smell, which I already said. If I see anybody peeling oranges, I just know. And here's the thing, too, is that even after you're done, the smell stays with the person. So it really, 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 really irks me. Kiwis, I don't like because they're furry, and I don't like furry things unless they're stuffed animals. But so I do not like kiwis. Peaches, I can't eat unless it's in a drink. Bananas are delicious.
Bananas
are the best. Cherries, I love. I can eat those out of the jar. Grapes, only if they are just the grapes by themselves and seedless. I don't like them with seeds.
Seeds are gross. Come on. I didn't even know they sold seeded grapes until my wife accidentally bought some. And every one you hit you got to spit out. Kiwi, I understand. That's a weird fruit. Like, some people will like it, sure. Peaches, I love. A good peach... Mwah. So does that mean you don't like Mandy Rose? She's Otis's
like
little
Mandy
peach.
Yeah, I like peaches, but just not like eating them though.
Does that mean that you don't like Alex Pawlowski because he does a show called Sour Graps, which is like sour grapes?
Okay, but I do not like the grape flavored things. I like grapes, just not flavored stuff.
Okay,
it's like little bits here and there.
Mangoes. Do you like mangoes?
Mangoes only in flavored or in like flavored items like ice cream and drinks, but not the actual like eating the fruit.
Have you ever had dried mangoes?
Oh, dried fruit is amazing. Yeah. I love dried fruit. Any dried fruit, I'll eat it.
Really? So even the fruits that you don't like, you'll eat dried fruits. That's interesting.
I'll eat the dried fruit because even apple. I love applesauce and I love apple juice.
I love a good cinnamon applesauce. Cinnamon applesauce is some of my favorite. Have you ever had that?
I don't think I've ever had it with cinnamon, though.
Ooh, it's good. I mean, they sell it everywhere. But that's A-plus to me. That's good stuff. I like plums. Do you like plums?
I used to, but not anymore.
What the hell are we doing
here? I'm just not a fruit person. Like, I just can't get myself to go to the kitchen and eat a fruit. Like, I can't do it.
Man, I think... So I was having these digestive issues, which I ended up chalking up to, I think it's stress, but I thought it was because I ate too much fruit one week. Like, I realized, man, I've been eating nonstop fruit. Okay, what about watermelon?
Okay, watermelon is good, only eating the fruit, but if it's in a flavor, it has to be mixed in with, like, kiwi or strawberry. It can't be watermelon by itself unless it's bubblegum. I'm very specific on how I like certain things. Like, I'm, like, a very picky eater. You have no idea how many complaints my grandma gives me because she cooks stuff and I will not eat it because I'm, like, a very picky eater.
Wow. So I love watermelon. It's my favorite to eat after, like, cardio or something like that. After I've been zapped of energy, come in and get some watermelon. Damn, it's good. So glad we could clear that up. But we do have some wrestling stuff here. Some wrestling stuff to actually.
I almost thought you were going to do a full post show of fruit. I was like, oh, man. I was like, how many fruits really are there?
I mean, people would love it. But Zelina Vega said recently she's not going to give up on wrestling. She wants to continue to wrestle here and there. What do you think about that? I mean, she has obviously found her mark as a manager. She's never been one of those people that wrestles a ton, a lot. She has here and there. But what do you think about her deciding that she wants to stick around and wrestle some?
I feel like she almost has to say that because if you're only seen as one thing and there's only one use for you, then you can easily be washed away once there's no longer use for that. So I think the fact that she is keeping, obviously, both options, we already know how great she is personality-wise and charisma-wise, and as a manager, we know how great she is. But if she were just that one thing, I think it would be harder to always keep her as that one thing. So the fact that she's still keeping that door open with wrestling and wrestling more and being more of an active wrestler, I think that she's only setting herself up to not, you know, not be left out when things get changed.
Yeah, and the wise thing is, I guess Triple H had told her, hey, we're not going to have you wrestle. Then like a year later, he was like, yeah, we are. And she said, I'm not giving up on wrestling. I want to have that time, but I'm building myself up as a manager enough to get people to care enough to want to see that. That's savvy. That's smart. I admire that, Denise. She understands. Look at Bobby the Brain Heenan. Bobby the Brain Heenan was a good worker before he managed. Zelina worked before she managed. But Bobby Heenan realized if you could make people hate her or hate him so much, they would pay to watch them get beaten up. Zelina has been wrestling since she was 19. And not a ton, but enough to be able to do what she needs to do and be solid. She pops up the Royal Rumble here and there. I'm completely fine with that. I think it's good.
She's going down a different route, which, you know, it's not the common route, but given right now that there's so many women in the company, you don't necessarily want to have the same trajectory as all the other girls when they're all trying to get the same spot. You've got to come in or see it from a different lens.
Carl Anderson, who was recently released by WWE, responded to a report from the Sportster, which, quite frankly, they're horse shit. They're horse shit. Don't go to them, guys. And the report says, WWE is offering contracts to some of the recently released superstars. And somebody had tweeted Carl and said, I'm making an outside bold prediction that the Good Brothers have likely been rehired by WWE in the last 2 weeks. And they are awaiting July 18th to throw their biggest swerve in wrestling. And the OC will soon rejoice. Carl said, absolutely fucking not. Quote that, dumbass. Can't blame him.
I love that. I love that he even added dumbass. I was like, bro, make your statement. He made a statement, and the way he did it was colorful. I liked it.
They're doing Talkin' Shop-a-Mania. I've reported about that in the past. It's supposed to film towards the end of this month, maybe next month, in Atlanta. They've contacted some people to be a part of it. I'm going to try to talk to them for this. I don't know if that will happen, but it's supposed to be like a variety show. I don't know if it's going to be an iPay-per-view or a pay-per-view, but they've got plans. And here's the thing, Denise. They could have went anywhere they wanted last year. They could have had dual contracts with AEW and New Japan and made probably close to what they were making in WWE, which was $700,000+. They signed that deal. And I know because I reached out to one of them and said, hey, listen, when the contract's up, let me know. I will fly to wherever you all are and interview you. They hit me up a bit later and said, you're going to have to wait 5 years. Then we tried to make the interview happen in Toronto. Didn't happen. I don't blame them. After all that, they get released in the middle of a pandemic. That's so bad, Denise, that they gave faith to WWE, signed this big deal, and they were let go. I can't blame them.
But you know what? I have to see the glass half full. They were some of the talent that were able to find opportunities elsewhere. Not everyone has been that lucky or will be that lucky. So the way I see it, it's like, you know what? At the end of the day, what was meant to be was meant to be. Should they have made a different decision when they signed that new deal? Yes. But nobody could have predicted this. Nobody could have predicted this COVID-19 situation. And I'm pretty sure if this would not have happened, they would have still been, you know, okay with their spot in WWE.
So we also had, I think it was Kurt Angle. He said, spoke of the WWE PG era, and he said, quote, I think the PG era is good for wrestling. I understand we have more creative control over our characters before that, but the fact that the PG era came around and has helped the wrestlers stay healthier, we've got drug tests, physicals, doctors, trainers, that has become more important in taking care of the health of superstars. The Attitude Era was special, but the wrestlers did not have the benefits that these guys had today. PG era needed to happen, plus WWE is trying to market to families instead of young adults. Here's the thing. All that stuff could and should have happened in the Attitude Era. They should have had drug tests. They should have had doctors and trainers and physicals. It should not matter the content. They should be taken care of. The thing about marketing to families instead of young adults, the demographics don't skew that way. WWE's audience is older than it's ever been before, Denise, but how do you feel about his comments?
Yeah, it's interesting that he says that because there, here, I've always been this type of person that if someone is doing something, if my friends are smoking or drinking or whatever, they're just making bad decisions. Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. You can say in real life, that's the content that I'm watching. Does that mean I'm going to be acting in that manner? No. So I do think that it's kind of weird to say that. I think a lot of people are influenced, though, by what they see, or what's been going on, or what is happening in the company within, like, during the Attitude Era. But I don't necessarily think that that should be an influence on your character and who you are and what you say yes to and what you say no to. So with that being said, it's interesting because I really do think it depends on the person. Like, if somebody's easily influenced, then yeah, sure. But if someone's not, then it doesn't matter what era they came in. You can have people... You know, it's silly to say because we know that there's people still in this era that still struggle with, you know, substance abuse or whatever it may be. And you can't necessarily say, oh, well, they're not doing any of that type of content. So why are they struggling with it? It's just two different things. I almost don't feel like they correlate that much because at the end of the day, it matters about who you are as a person.
And as we wrap up, and I'm in complete agreement, by the way, Aubrey Edwards, AEW referee, spoke on Talk is Jericho, and I love this. She said, I heard Tony Khan say that we should have all of our rules be public. We're like a sports company. I started to write everything down, and I realized there are these holes. What happens if an illegal person hits a legal person? How do we treat that? Hangman Page even joked about, oh, a ref meeting. You all talking about rules? We were. We talked about things and figured out how we wanted to treat the situations. I got the thumbs up from Tony Khan, and hopefully that will come out soon. We had questions like, how do you treat four-way matches? Why do you have to tag in? Why do you have to tag out? Why is somebody waiting to tag if it's no DQ? Rick Knox had the idea of if one guy is DQ'd, the team is eliminated, the match continues. It's probably something we're going to use once, if ever, but just having that understanding. I also personally pushed for intentional groin shots are illegal, independent of gender, because it's important for us to have diversity. Ultimately, it shouldn't matter what's in your pants. It hurts when I get kicked in the box.
I think all of these rules, all of this stuff, I think it just overcomplicates everything for no reason, to be honest. Yeah, I just feel like I know I've said this before. Like, I just think that in terms of, you know, New Japan, all Japan, they're seen and treated as real sports, but they're not going out there and promoting their rule book. So I don't know, give and take.
I like it. I like rules because it makes sense of everything. It just makes sense of everything. I love it. Guys, thank you all so much. Make sure you follow Denise all over the place. We're out.